The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1. Proudly sponsored by Volkswagen. Volkswagen.ie.
Just emails and texts from before. On Michael Jacob, that man is an absolute gentleman. It's just heartbreaking what the family have gone through over the last 20 years. I hope, please God, that they find what happened to their daughter. Somebody knows out there. And to think there's probably someone out there who knows what happened to Deirdre and won't come forward. 20 years of heartbreak, stress and wondering for that lovely man and his family. Think about Deirdre often and other missing women, says that person. Now, Conor Pope joins us in studio. How are you doing, Conor?
How are you doing, Ray? How
Pricewatch at RTE.ie. Pricewatch at RTE.ie. You're writing today about...
Well, funnily, the listener query is the same as the topic I'm writing about. And when people know what it is, they'll probably understand why. The person contacts us to find out they're in the process of looking at their health insurance and they're only wondering what they can do to renew their health insurance. Okay. It's a couple. They're spending more than €2,000 each on their... You have a problem there.
It's the other thing I don't have.
Oh, great. I was trying to help you there subtly, Ray.
Thank you very much. So this came into Pride George. The health insurance policy myself, my husband have is due for renewal soon. I wonder if you could give us some advice. We've been with the VHI for 30 years and are paying more than €2,000 each every year. We have good cover and are happy with it, but I wonder if there are any savings we could make and what steps we would need to take to ensure that we didn't lose cover at a time when we might need it most.
Yeah, so that's the issue, and it's something that I think an awful lot of people will identify with in the weeks and months ahead. Now, it's important to talk about it at this time of year because a substantial percentage of the people who look to renew their health insurance in January, and health insurance is one of those products that if you miss your renewal date, so if your renewal date comes and goes, well then you're locked into a contract for another 12 months, because the way it works is, although you might be paying it month by month, the insurance company will pay it all in a big lump sum. So if you cancel the contract midway through, you're going to be hit with penalties, and that's why it's unlike a lot of different, like, you know, we were talking about mobile phones last week, or a lot of different contracts. You can change once a set period, once 18 months or 2 years has ended, you can change them whenever you want. This is a very specific time of the year type of query.
Right. So yes.
And it's why it's really important to be talking about these things in January, February and March, but particularly January, because most people, their renewal date is now. And if you miss it now, you've missed it for another 12 months. And the bottom line is that anybody who hasn't renewed or reviewed their health insurance in the past 3 years is wasting money. And that's a fact. That is a complete fact. The other depressing fact is, according to the Health Insurance Authority, which is the kind of the regulator which governs the entire sector, only 22% of people with health insurance have ever switched. And amongst those who never have switched, only 10% are even considering it. So that means that 78% of the people who have private health insurance who are listening to the programme are probably paying more than they need to.
Can I ask one more percentage?
Yeah.
One more fact.
Yeah.
How many people have health insurance?
Around
in this country?
50%.
Okay.
Now, after the crash, the numbers declined quite significantly, because unlike car insurance, which is a legal requirement, health insurance is one of those things that people can choose to have or choose not to have. And of course, for some people, it's a luxury they simply can't afford. And then for other people, they would view it as a luxury they can't afford to do without. And one of the questions that I think people always ask is, you know, 50% of people have it, 50% of people don't have it. So what do the 50% of people who don't have it do? Or are the 50% who do have it wasting money? And on some levels, you kind of could say they are, because for all its faults, and Lord knows there are many faults with the Irish health system, it's still quite good compared to other countries. I'm thinking particularly of the United States, which is brilliant if you've loads of cash. But if you don't have any money, it can be a terrible, terrible system. But in Ireland, if you have a heart attack, or if you have a stroke, or if you're involved in a car accident, or have to be rushed into an emergency
department. It doesn't
matter
if you have VHI or whatever.
It doesn't matter if you've got the gold-plated VHI Plan E, as it would have been known in the old money. You're probably going to be treated in the public health system, and you will be treated at no cost, unless it comes to that scenario where, you know, they ask you to sign a letter saying if you have private health insurance, and then you can find yourself being treated in the public system, yet your private health insurer is being billed for that. But that's a kind of a...
But for diagnostics and for elective surgery,
for people who want to get access to consultants faster, or for people who want private and semi-private rooms in public hospitals, or for people who want to be treated in private hospitals, which can reduce the waiting times for a whole lot of procedures, both elective and otherwise, it's really important to have. And it has proved to be an incredibly important safety valve for the entire health service. And that's something that I think governments don't really acknowledge, that all of the people who are paying through the nose for their health insurance are taking pressure off the public system because they're going privately.
I know, but as a result, we have a two-tiered health system.
And as a result, we have a two-tiered health system, which is bad.
Wrong,
I mean,
yes.
Ideally, what you'd have, and in a perfect world, and if you and I were God, Ray, we might be able to create this, you'd have a very good public health system for everybody.
Yes.
And that's really how it should be.
And that was the proposal, universal health insurance. That was James Riley's proposal.
And that was
shelved.
That never
Bradker,
happened.
Yeah.
But an awful lot of things that have been proposed have been knocked on the head.
Okay.
So then the question is, how much do people pay? This couple are paying more than $2,000 per person. Now, the average health insurance policy, which is offering inpatient cover, is around €1,200 a year. So that's how much the average policy is. But averages are very, it's a very complicated area. In fact, there's 340 or thereabouts different health insurance policies on the market today. Now, when I was a kid and my dad would have been taking out health insurance for myself and my siblings and himself and my mother, there would have been five policies on the market in total. There would have been VHI plan A, B, C, D, and E. And I think it stopped at E and everybody pretty
there's
much had
340
plan B.
Now.
But now there's 348, I think it is, different policies, which is actually a decline on 400 maybe 12 months previous to this year or last year. It's very complicated. And the reason why there's so many policies is that the market keeps rolling out new plans to kind of segment the market. So, you know, they might offer 20 different corporate plans or 50 different corporate plans, and they might offer plans for people who are in their 20s and plans for people who are in their 30s or plans which are more attractive to people who are in their 60s. And of course, they price them all, you know, depending on what their likely risk is. But the rule is that all plans have to be made available to everybody, and companies are not legally obliged, you know, and companies cannot discriminate against you for your age.
Now, you've
or any
been
of
saving
things.
People money on this for years, haven't you?
Some, but not clearly not, because 78% of people have never switched.
Okay.
So there's a cohort of 80% strong.
So spell it out to people at home.
There is, and one of the reasons why people don't switch is they're afraid they'll lose cover. They're afraid that the insurers will ask them intrusive questions about their health, or they're afraid that the new company won't be as trustworthy, as reliable as the company they were with. Now, the reality is that there's three companies on the market. There's Laya, there's Irish Life Health, and there's the VHI. That's it. All of the companies are as trustworthy as all the others. There's no distinction between them, and no company is going to go to the wall and leave you swinging in the wind. There is no discrimination against age are pre-existing conditions if you're going to maintain the same level of cover that you already have. So, the system in Ireland means that I could be lying on an operating theatre with my chest open, ready for open heart surgery, and I could call a health insurance company and say, I'd like to switch to you now, please. And up until the moment I make the call, my old company pays the bills, and then from the moment after I make the call, the new company pays the bills. So you can't be discriminated against, and you can't be penalised for moving from one company to another company. So that's the important thing to appeal.
So every product that's available is available to everyone.
Absolutely everybody.
And so if they are offering a cheaper version of what you're on to a corporate at a corporate rate, you're entitled to that corporate rate.
Exactly.
That's the law.
And a lot of the time what they'll call the plans that they market to the general public, they'll call them things like family friendly plan A and all these, you know, older person plan B or whatever. And they will market them directly whereas they'll call the corporate plans HN9211L.
Right. Okay.
So it's very difficult for us to say it. So, and remember that if you ring a new provider, they can only ask you three questions. Only three questions. Who are you currently insured with? What plan are you on? And how long have you had health insurance? If you move from one provider to another provider, you have to get full credit for all the time spent. So what do you do? How do you switch? How do you work it out? So you ring your existing provider.
VHI in this case.
You say, do you have any plans, and you ask this one simple question.
Right.
Do you have any plans, including your corporate plans, that are comparable to the plan I'm on now? And how much do they cost? And if you ask that one simple question, They have to answer you question truthfully because, as they always say, our calls are recorded for training and quality control purposes. So it's a simple
question. Give us the question again.
Do you have any plans that are similar to the plan I'm on now, and how much do they cost? And once they tell you the plans that they have that are similar to the plan that you're on, you then say, and how do they differ from the plan I'm on now? And one of the things that the insurance companies sometimes do then is they'll say, we'll send you out a brochure to explain the differences. Never accept that. Because if they say to you, we'll send on a brochure, that puts the onus on you and it puts the responsibility on you to read the brochure and understand what they're telling you.
Oh, yeah.
So you have to...
No, you tell me now. You
explain it to me.
Right.
And keep saying that to them. Keep saying, explain to me how this plan
is
different.
I don't understand, Conor, if you very publicly said, I'd say about 5 or 6 years ago, that this was the case and brought people's attention to it. That the health insurance companies are still doing it.
But of course they are, because
they know that people are...
Well, they know that there's
not too lazy, but people don't change.
Well, I think it's not... This is one of those things. There's a lack of awareness in the market of the savings that can be made. And I'm talking not about 50 euros or 100 euros. I'm talking about hundreds and hundreds and sometimes thousands of euros.
So this person
that's on a... Like, they don't give us the details of the plan. But let's say if you're on a plan that's paying... That's costing 2,100 euros per person, you could probably get a plan that is very, very similar for about 1,300 euros. Right. So that would be a saving of 800 or 900 euros, not only this year, but every year.
That's
so
substantial.
You'd be looking at, like, so if you're saving at 800 or 900 euros a year per person, that's 1,800 euros a year. Over a decade, you've saved yourself 18 grand. That's a huge saving. But the reason why people don't do it is because they're afraid and they're confused. So once you call your insurer and say, do you have any plans that are similar to the one I'm on? And what are they called? Then you call the two other insurers in the market and say, this is the plan I'm on. Do you have any plans
that are similar
or better than the one I'm on? And how much do they cost? And then for most people, not everyone, but 90% of the population now have access to the internet, you go onto the website www.hia.ie, which is the Health Insurance Authority website.
HIA.ie, yeah.
And it has a price comparison tool that will allow you to say, okay, I know the name of three plans. I've been given the name of three plans, either with my provider or my provider and two other providers. And I'm going to, you use the drop down box on the website, say, that's my plan. Let's call it Plan Ray Darcy. Yeah. And this is the other plan that I've been told about. And this is the third plan.
And
on a table, it brings up a list of all of the things that are covered under your plan, all of the things that are covered under the other plans, and then it has the prices and it has what's allowed for inpatient and outpatient and all the rest. And I guarantee you that people will save themselves money.
Okay, you've established that you want to change and maybe you want to change provider as well. How big a deal is that then?
It's very, very simple. Because you just say, I'd like to transfer to you. You can do all of that stuff over the phone, and then you cancel. You contact your existing provider and say, "I'm
on the
switching."
Phone.
And you can do it all over the phone. This is not like moving contracts with utilities.
But you have to do it around now, or else it'll be another 12 months before you.
Only if your policy is up for renewal around now, as you know. Okay. But most people's policies are up for renewal around January.
Conor Pope, saving you money. Now, I switched last Thursday from Level 2 Excess 150 with Irish Life to VHI equivalent, but got extra benefits and saved 600 euro.
There you go.
Okay. A few years ago, I listened to advice about swapping health insurance. I only acted last year and one phone call saved me 800 euro. I actually spent it in the end by upgrading my premium. But now, for the same price I was paying, have a huge amount of extra cover. That's Geraldine in the dock. We are a family of 4 adults and 2 children. Tell people to start reviewing policies. If you are 70 and over, if you want good cover, you have to pay for it.
Well, actually, funnily enough, a lot of the policies are... You're not allowed to discriminate against a person based on their age, but a lot of the more expensive policies will offer things that are of more interest to older people. So they might offer more orthopaedic care. So they'll say, okay, the plan that offers 100% orthopaedic care costs X. And they know that more older people will want...
Orthopaedic care.
But like generally speaking, you're not allowed to discriminate against a person based on their age. And there should be ways where that person can go find a plan that covers all the things that they need.
Shop around
for a lower
price.
But it can be quite difficult.
For anyone who has already renewed private health insurance in January, they can still change insurers or plans up to 14 days after renewal.
There's a cooling off period, yeah.
And can you ask Conor if there's any way of paying for laser eye surgery with health insurance?
There, honestly, that's a very specific question, and
you wouldn't know the answer, okay?
I honestly don't know.
We are in Optimum Silver with Irish Life, which costs us 8,600 a year. We are 72. Should we change? Asked Deirdre.
But listen, I mean, again, what you have.
Do you want to take that away with you? And see?
Yeah, well, yeah, but I mean, what I would say to them is they know the name of their plan. So what they should do is ring the two other providers and say, "This is the name of our plan. What plans do you have that are like our plan? And how do they differ?"
Okay. Anne says, this might help you out there, Deirdre. No, not Deirdre. Who was that there? Who was asking that question? I can't remember. Anne says, we changed after 40 plus years and saved over €900 for two adults.
Well,
I
have met and talked to people who've saved more than €2,000 a year on their health insurance by moving from one of the really high-end old-school plans to something that's just as high-end but has a slightly less user-friendly name.
Right. Thanks, Conor. On behalf of all the listeners you've saved money for over the years, thank you.
Thank
you. Pricewatch at RTE.ie. See you next week.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.